Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. Welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This is a series all about the lies that we use to justify areas in our lives that make us unhappy, basically. And using these lies helps us to basically trick ourselves into believing that we're happy being unhappy. And that in turn helps us to do nothing to change the situation at all. Because since we're justified now, basically turning this unhappiness into happiness, why bother doing anything? Some of these lies I've used myself, some of these lies I've heard other people using, and I'm telling you about all of these stories and lies in the hopes that I can help you to bust through your own BS and create a happier, more honest, and fulfilling life. So today's lie is, the safest time to cross the street is when the light is green. Well, actually, I guess these days it's when the red hand turns into a white walking man. But for the purpose of today's episode, we'll just stick with the green light analogy. And I think it's really funny how we're kind of lulled into this false sense of security. Because actually, the safest time to cross the street is when there's no cars coming at you. Really, you never know if a driver's paying attention to driving these days. What with text messaging, GPS navigation systems, angry couples fighting, they might be doing one of 20 other things, or actually maybe even talking on their cell phone, on their speaker system, thinking that they can do that and drive, or put their lipstick on, put their mascara on. Gosh, there's just so many things to do instead of paying attention to the road. So even if the light is green, doesn't necessarily mean that the driver sees that they have a red light and that they're gonna stop. So we do that a lot in life, though, waiting for some light, some fictitious light to turn green, like, what, do we need permission, or maybe for some magical event or moment to happen before we can cross into doing what it is that we're intent on doing. Things like, oh, I'm waiting for a sign to help me decide whether or not to go back to school, or, hey, I'm waiting till I lose 10 pounds till I get that makeover I want. Or I'm waiting till the economy improves before I go looking for a new job. Well, what if instead of waiting for permission and this construed sense of security, you just followed your heart and your intuition and did what matters to you? So today's call to action is for you to look at the places that you're waiting for something to happen before taking some big, bold action step in your career, your relationship, whatever it is, and figure out if that thing that you're waiting for, is it just an excuse to cover up maybe a fear you have of moving forward? Is it a step? Is it actually a step towards a goal that you say that you want, like you're really heading towards that goal? Or is it a convenient way for you to avoid taking action at all? And that concludes today's episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.thebullbustercafe.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.